first reading today is from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 16, and it can be found in the Old Testament on page 636, located in the front of the Bible. Okay. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, it is too little for you, too weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with a child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey, by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring on you and your people and on your ancestral house such days as have not come since the day of Ephraim, departed from Judah, the king of Assyria." Okay. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Located on page 152 of the New Testament, located in the back of the Bible. And as I said to Reverend Peters, this is the longest sentence I've ever read in my life. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The gospel concerning his son, who descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the son with the power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. You might find it on page 1 of the New Testament. This is only one of the only two accounts dealing with the birth of Jesus, Matthew and then Luke 2. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place this way. When his mother, Mary, had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived of her in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son and named him Jesus. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.